Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. I will call the February 2nd Kingsport Beverage Board meeting to order. We'll start with Ms. Marshall calling roll call. If you'd please state your name and that you're here.
Okay, Chair LaHare.
Here.
Mr. Forrester. Is he muted? He lit up, but I didn't hear him.
Okay, hold one moment. We don't have any audio, so if y'all just bear with us for a moment.
Now, say it again. Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, Mr. McKinley?
Here.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Here.
Miss Wells?
Here.
And there's Cody, and why won't it let him in? Admit. Mr. Woods? You're muted, Cody. I'm calling roll. I just got to you.
No, you're fine. This
okay. All right, Mr. Weems?
Here.
Miss Winkle?
Here.
Chief Phipps?
Here.
Excellent. Okay, thank you all very much for being here, either in person or via Zoom. I have a statement that I need to read. So a determination by the board that meeting electronically and limiting the physical presence of the public at the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of all concerned in light of COVID-19 virus. We will continue to meet in this manner until it's been deemed that it's safe for us to meet in person. We are following the guidelines that have been put forth by the state. Mike and Bart review them on a constant basis. We appreciate that. We'll now move on to approval of minutes from the January 5th business meeting. I read that.
They all have to affirm it.
Oh, we have to affirm that. I keep on forgetting that. So, once again, Ms. Marshall, I will need each member to affirm the statement that I just read and that's been provided in your agenda.
Okay. Chair LaHare.
I affirm.
Mr. Forrester.
Affirm.
Mr. McKinley.
Affirm.
Vice Chair Salyer. Miss Wells, you're muted.
Affirm.
There you go. Mr. Woods.
Affirm.
Mr. Weems.
I affirm.
Miss Winkle.
I affirm.
Chief Phipps.
Affirm.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Now we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which would be approval of the January 5th minutes. Those were included in your packet. If you have not had an opportunity to review those, if you would at this time, take a moment to review those, and then I would entertain a motion to accept them as presented.
So moved. I'll second that. It's Vice Chair Salyer.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Forrester, second by Mr. Salyer. Once again, this will be roll call.
I can't wait for this.
So, Ms. Marshall will call roll call again.
Okay. Mr. Forrester?
Approved. Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Yes.
Ms. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Ms. Winkle?
Yes.
Chief Phipps?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
I approve, yes. Okay. Before we move on to review of applications, as you may have noticed, Ms. Winkle is sitting in. She is an interim city recorder at this time. I'm sure all of you are aware that we lost a gem last month. Sid Cox passed, and it's a tremendous loss to the city. His service has been an ongoing in public government for, I believe, 30-plus years. Ms. Winkle is sitting in, and we appreciate you being here. Sid, once again, was just such a pillar in what he did, and that so many people looked up to him. We hope that his family is doing well, and just keep them in your prayers. Okay, now we will move on to review of applications. We have one application before us. It is Sibdon LLC, and they are requesting an off-premise permit. We're going to bring the both those representatives up, or one rep. Will both of you all be speaking?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to bring those representatives up.
We just stand kind of back here against the wall. So,
Ms. Chico is going to swear you in.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the Kingsport Beverage Board is the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Saki Brisbane. Address is 252 Clear Brand Circle, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617.
I'm Donna Rizwan. I reside at the same address, 252 Clear Branch Circle, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. Thank you.
Okay. If you all would tell us a little bit about the business, the location of the business in which you're going to be, I believe, purchasing. That is correct?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. It's a gas station located on Lynn Garden Drive at 1537 Lynn Garden Drive. Beer sale is part of the business inventory, and that's what we're looking at doing to continue with the beer sales. The existing business has been there since 2004 and has been managed successfully by the current owner.
Okay. When do you anticipate taking ownership of the business?
In the next 2-3 weeks.
Okay. As far as identifying when you're selling beer, do you utilize a POS system? Will you be utilizing a POS system that requires you to put the date of birth in?
Well, I think we'll be doing probably both. I want to do a physical inspection of the driver's license,
okay,
as well as the secondary. So the first would be, for me, would be to physically check the driver's license each and every time.
Okay. And I guess my question, I don't know if I stated it, do you actually have to put the date of birth into your POS system, or do you know that at this time?
That we're not certain of. We don't know it at this time.
And that is an option, some POS systems, that helps protect you. You know, and obviously an employee can circumvent that and put a different date of birth in. The more things that you can put in place just helps you.
Okay. And we'll certainly do that.
Okay. The hours in which y'all will be operating?
It's from 6 in the morning until midnight.
Okay, and that's 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Are you familiar with the, and Ms. Marshall would have provided you a copy of the ordinance, are you familiar that you cannot sell beer on Sunday mornings?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And during the weekdays as well, I think there are restrictions from 3 to 8.
Canada. Very good. Okay, yes. That would be amazing. Awesome. Terrific. Okay. So, everybody has had an opportunity to review the applications. I'd entertain a motion to approve.
May I ask some questions first, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. I was going to do that afterwards. But
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'd entertain a motion to approve. Okay, so we're hearing that. Okay, so we'll go down and actually go through zoning and planning first. Okay, so zoning. Mr. Weems, is everything appropriate as far as zoning?
Yes, the zoning is appropriate.
Okay. Ms. Winkle, planning? Not planning. I'm sorry. Everything's in order as far as the application?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, legal, Mike?
Yes, Ms. Rizwan, did Ms. Marshall give you a copy of the beverage ordinances for the city of Kingsport, as far as you know?
Yes, there was a city code that was provided to me, and I read it.
You read it?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about it?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, and in terms of the possession of the property, you don't have the possession at this time, is that correct?
That is correct.
As I understood it, you're buying the property outright from the prior owner or an owner, is that correct?
Not
that leasing
correct.
It. All right. And so you understand that until you have possession of that, can show us possession, the permit will not be effective. Do you understand that?
That is correct.
If it's awarded? Okay. Or, and if you change your hours of operation, if you extend your hours of operation or change your hours of operation, maybe you're not open on Tuesday, you need to let Ms. Marshall know that. Do you understand
that?
That's
correct, yes.
So that we can track how many hours you are.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
Do you have any questions you want to ask me about any legal process?
No, sir.
Okay.
I just want to let you guys know we're excited to come into Kingsport. We're excited to be a part of the business and be a part of the community.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Billingsley. Chief Phipps?
No issues.
No issues from the police department. Okay, now I would entertain a motion to approve.
Subject to their proof that yes. They've received possession of the property. Please.
Subject to verification and submitting proof that they have obtained ownership of the property. Okay. So I'd entertain a motion.
This is Vice Chair Salyer. I'll make a motion that we approve based on documents that Mike needs.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion and or questions from the board of the applicants? Okay. So here are no further questions or discussion. Ms. Marshall will call roll call vote again.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Aye. Mr. McKinley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Yes.
Ms. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Aye.
Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Ms. Winkle?
Yes.
Chief Phipps?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
Yes. So the permit will be issued to you once you do provide the city with proof of purchase of the property.
Okay.
And then I'm assuming this will happen on a Sunday or Monday, correct?
Well, date hasn't been decided. Okay. It's we're trying to get some other contracts. I could know what they're in as well. I can't say which day or date that's
it. Specifically, though, you cannot sell beer if you do
absolutely.
Take ownership
yes.
until you do provide that. Okay?
Yes.
And then she will issue you a permit, and that will have to be displayed on premise.
Yep.
Okay. We greatly appreciate your investment in Kingsport. We hope that you do well. That service station has been a landmark in Lynn Garden for many, many years, and it's been well maintained. And we hope that you all have great success there.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Good luck. Thank you.
Before we proceed, would you have Ms. Marshall, as the secretary, announce the vote for that, please?
Okay.
The roll call vote, or you announce it one or the other. The result of that, please.
That was unanimous, all in favor.
9-0.
9-0. Correct. Okay.
Thank you. Just for the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent. Do we leave now?
You're more than welcome to stay, or you can leave.
Thank
prefer.
You, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Would you like that done from now on as far as shading?
Okay. Especially when you have this electronic thing going on.
Okay. Moving on to the next item on the agenda. We have no unfinished business.
I would like to say the board approved a permit for Mr. Russell at the last meeting.
Yes.
Subject to possession of the Woodstone Deli property. It doesn't appear that he's going to be getting that. That property was sold by the owner to another individual. Whether he gets it or not, I don't know, but I want to make the board aware of that, because if, in fact, he's not going to have possession of that property, the board may wish to, at some point, kind of revoke that approval.
Well, without him providing proof that the purchase had taken place, would that not automatically void?
I wouldn't want him to get it 3 years from now and you know, open a place up, I guess.
Okay.
You're always concerned about stuff like that.
Would it be a recommendation that we send him a letter stating that because...
Or he send us one saying that he recognizes that he's...
I mean, I talked to him on the phone, and he told me he's not coming to pick it up.
Okay.
So he knows. So I've already voided the permit
the
for
permit.
That okay. location.
It's unfortunate for him that the owner of the property sold the property out from under him, but sold and he's not
after he did a lot of work
through the process that he had gone through exactly.
Yes,
Okay. Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Any other unfinished business? Okay. Hearing none, Chief Phipps, report on incidents.
We don't have any to report, but I do have a question for the board going forward. What in particular are you looking for in these reviews? I mean, the list of permit holders is very lengthy. And so just one that we can streamline our process on our side of the ball, if you'll just kind of give me an idea of what you're looking for, off-premise, on-premise, whatever the situation, kind of speeds us up on our end and to make sure that we're accurately reporting what the board desires.
I guess one of the biggest things, it would include both on-premise and off-premise. If we have any sales to underage, any disturbances or any felonies that are committed at a permit holder's location. In the past, historically, what's been provided is information on establishments that might not quite be following the rules in which the ordinance is put forth. We understand that that's...
One thing I would like to add to that as well, Chairman Hare, I understand that there may potentially be some businesses that are not adhering strictly to the Sunday rule, that if they're selling alcohol before the designated legal time, I guess the only way that we do that is to have the chief have spot checks done. But that is an issue that I've heard expressed by a couple citizens.
Okay. So in that, and Lonnie leads into what is something that we've been working on perhaps meeting with Mr. Billingsley and Mr. Rowlett, discussion about the hours in which the permittees are allowed to sell. You know, as you stated, it's quite an extensive list with different hours of different establishments. So an officer that's in a patrol car might not know when they're driving by an establishment. We all know at 3 o'clock cut off, 3:15, last beer has to be up and off the tables. But those are some of the things that I think we're going to continue to discuss. I appreciate you looking for the guidance. It helps when you kind of provide the information in which everybody wants. Any further recommendations for the police department and for Chief Phipps? Okay. So, incident-wise, it's been relatively quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. We have some locations that, and I'm sure y'all are more aware of that than us, that you consistently get calls on. It's an opportunity, I think. The officers that are in uniform have an opportunity to help educate those establishments when they're out there. It's probably not an easy job. I think that we're being a little bit more diligent as far as providing information on an annual basis to those that hold the permit. And we're going to continue to try to have an atmosphere in which businesses want to come into Kingsport, but they have to understand that there are guidelines in which they have to operate.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chief Phipps. And then I guess the ABC annual report will also be Chief Phipps. Would that be correct? So we have a report that has to be filed on an annual basis. This is compiled from information that from dispatch as far as what information is provided. I know it's an extensive list, and you say, why does it come before the beverage board? I guess Ms. Marshall can better explain. They request all this information.
Every year. I've done it since I've been here. They started it the year after I came, and I really just provide it to you as an informational thing. It's something that has to be filed, and it always it's due by February 1st. So I have to wait till after the end of December to run it for the calendar year. So it's never ready by the January meeting, and it has to be submitted before the February meeting. So this is, it's not like you all have, no offense, but there's nothing you can do. So this is really just for your information that's what I sent to the state last week. And I will say, it's dropped almost 1,000 since last year. So I guess with things being shut down and people not out as much, I thought that was interesting.
Can always find the positive and the negative, so COVID helped us there.
Okay. Angie, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said about
it's related to last year. I'm sorry to hear that.
There's about almost 1,000 less incidents than there were last year on this report. So.
Okay, thank you.
Next item is bear delivery discussion. This is more or less informational. I think Mr. Rowlett's going to bring us a little information right now. Is that correct, Bart?
I actually meant to take that off.
Yeah, and it should be stricken, but I think this is something that legal department has been discussing, and they'll be coming to us in the future. Mr. Rowlett, for the update. We'll be looking forward in the future meetings, upcoming meetings, to more information and discussion on this item. Okay, last item for new business is election of officers. This typically takes place in January. In light of everything that's been going on, we've moved it to the February board meeting. And I guess I will open the floor to those that would like to make a recommendation for both the chair and vice chair positions.
I hear crickets.
Okay. It's always so quiet when this happens. Okay. So from a nominating standpoint, Mr. Salyer has been on the board for quite some time. He's sat in the vice chair position. I'm a firm believer of developing boards and bringing new people on board while keeping those that have a history with the board on board. So at this time, I'm going to nominate Vice Chair Salyer for the chair position.
Thanks, sir. I'll second that.
So we have...
Is that Cody?
Nomination. And yes, that was Cody.
Okay.
Ask them to say their name when they do something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a nomination by myself, Stephen LaHare, seconded by Cody Woods. The floor is still open for additional nominations.
I move the nominations be closed.
Okay, so nominations have been closed.
By who?
By Mr. McKinley. Okay. I guess we will now call for a roll call vote as far as for the chair position. That nomination has been for Mr. Salyer, seconded by Mr. Woods. The floor has been closed by Mr. McKinley. We'll now call roll call vote.
Mr. Forrester?
Approved.
Mr. McKinley?
Aye.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Abstain.
Ms. Wells?
Approved.
Mr. Woods?
Aye.
Mr. Weems?
Approved.
Ms. Winkle?
Approved.
Chief Phipps?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
Approved. Okay. Congratulations, Mr. Salyer. You're now the new, well, you're not now the new chair. You will be moving into that chair position. So we also have the vice chair
position. 80801.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. And once again, that vote was 8 in favor, 1 that abstained. Okay. We will now move on to the vice chair position. I'll open the floor in regards to nominations for the vice chair position.
Well, if we are looking at developing our board and having everyone in a leadership role, I think the next logical step would be Mr. Forrester to take the vice chair. He's got the third most tenure on the board, so I would make a motion for Mr. Forrester.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion from Mr. Salyer, a second from, I'm sorry, was that Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any further
nominations? Discussion, I appreciate it. I've been on the board for 1 year. I've taken on way too much in my law practice. I've taken on way too much for the State Bar Association. I've taken way too much for my church. And I just, I promised myself and my wife and my family I'm not going to take on anything else. I just can't. So I really appreciate it, Lonnie. Thank you. And whoever seconded it, Cody, I guess it was you. But I will have to respectfully decline the nomination.
Okay, so Mr. Forrest has declined the nomination. So the floor is still open for nomination for vice chair. In some organizations, you're allowed to appoint somebody. And as every member is here, we can't appoint somebody that's not here, like some organizations do.
I've had a couple of those, yeah.
So I
want to approve your attendance. That's the Eastman way. That's why I never lay out any meetings.
Volunteers? Okay.
So, it was just asked, we can ask for volunteers. Is there anybody that would be willing to serve as the vice chair of the beverage board?
I'll volunteer.
Okay, Mr. Woods. Excellent. Okay. So we will need a motion to approve Mr. Woods. Okay, so Mr. Salyer made a motion, Mr. Forrest a second. Okay, I will close the floor for nominating and take a roll call vote.
Mr. Forrester?
Aye. Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Yes.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Yes.
Ms. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Ms. Winkle?
Approved.
Chief Phipps?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
Yes. So we have approval of 8, 1 abstain. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for stepping up into these leadership positions. I will ask you.
When would that be effective?
Next meeting.
Next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to follow Chief Phipps' recommendation. I'm going to sit on a sunny beach someplace from now on at 75 degrees and zoom into these meetings. Any further discussion for the good?
We appreciate your service, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you, sir. Hearing none, I will adjourn the 2021 February Beverage Board meeting. Thank you all very much for your service.